Hard to have a good news show without Backroads Bill. Bill Steer is an adventurer. He's founder of the Canadian Ecology Center near Mattawa. Each week in the summer and from time to time the rest of the year, he shares his vast knowledge about the backroads of Northern Ontario, those special spots worth visiting. And Bill was up in the Hillerton Marsh near Timiskaming Shores not that long ago, and he's on the phone to tell us why we should give a hoot. Hello, Bill.
Yes, we should. Good morning. We should give a hoot, Marcus. The Blue Jays have been in the news lately, but what is it about those owls that so captivates us?
And owls is what you were checking up at the marsh? Tell me about that.
Yes, I was. And you know, where it's ideally suited, that location, because it's on the edge of the boreal forest, that transition. So we go northwards by latitude, and it's a wonderful place to go hiking. But, you know, it's a bird banding center. There's only two in northern Ontario. The other one's over in our listeners in Thunder Cape near Thunder Bay. And they're doing a lot of great work there, and it's a you know, the species are volunteers, and they're doing this because they loved going out in the dead of the night.
And why do they band owls?
Well, one time I think owls, they're kind of mysterious anyway, and like a lot of bird species, we didn't know much about them. And over the years, they thought, oh, the owl population is dwindling. And then someone came up with a great idea using parabolic sound dishes and tapes and playing what we call lure tapes and vocalization, and the owls come into these nets.
Well, I've got a little vocalization right here, right now. Listen. That is a saw-whet owl.
And that's what the record is all about there. They've just banded 475 saw-whets, the northern saw-whet, which is about the size of your fist. And I know you'll reference going on to the Morning North website. You see those pictures that are amazing. Their nighttime shots really had to work the camera, but nonetheless, that's amazing. And if I was that owl right now, I'd be flying along, and these mist nets, which is, they're kind of like light fishing line, and they have like 2 centimeter squares, about a square inch, I suppose, and they fly into them unharmed. The nets are about 3 to 4 meters high, and there's some perpendicular. They quickly take the owls out, put it in a cloth bag, get it over to the center, do a health check. There's an amazing shot there with a black light, because you can see the pigments in the wings, and they know the age of the owl, and band it, and then put it into a black box to let their eyes reconfigure, and then release them. So it's quite a process, quite a protocol, and over a number of nights, these volunteers get together, they work through the night, and henceforth, these numbers are increasing.
Yeah, how are the owls doing overall?
Well, I think it augurs well to say that, you know, we have a healthy owl population. The three boreal-type owls are the long-eared, the saw-whet, and the boreal owl itself, and again, they banded 475 of the saw-whet, 75 of the long-eared, and 58 of the boreal, and well, probably 2 to 3 weeks. And some nights they don't band because of wind and inclement weather. And there's also a correlation with the moon. That full moon is counterintuitive. The owls don't seem to fly as much when a full moon, and so over that course of time, I think we can say that our population is in, the owl population is in good stead.
All right. Well, Bill, you are going to be back later this winter, probably when there's snow on the ground. You can tell us about some books.
Yeah, I thought we'd do a Christmas show in early December. I've made contact with Penguin Random House, the world's largest publisher, and they have an office in Toronto, and I thought about three books, a children's book, a work of fiction and nonfiction, three authors, but three backroads locations in northeastern Ontario, and maybe they should go on the Christmas list.
Excellent. Well, we look forward to that. Bill, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thanks for giving a hoot, and it's good news, naturally.
That is Backroads Bill Steer from the Canadian Ecology Center near Mattawa. He does have a website. You can find more of his adventures at www.steer2.com, steer T-O, so steer2.com. And he's got a Facebook page as well, Steer to Northern Ontario.